All right, we are live here with a very special guest, Dave, here doing the Fiesta with you, and very honored. We had a magnificent performer in town last night, and we got him to come today to the station, Manu Dibango.
Hello.
And
it's my pleasure to be here.
Yes,
for the first time.
And it's our pleasure to have you here.
Thank you.
And it, right off the bat, something that is a curiosity to a lot of our listeners that I want to clear up is, have you performed in Boston before?
Never. This is the first time in my life to come in this country, this part of America.
That's
never
right.
Been here.
First time in Boston.
Yeah.
That is great. Well, that ends the mystery. We had some people thinking they had seen you in the late 70s here, and we had other people. So you've been to this. When was the last time you were in the United States?
Yeah, I was in the United States like 4 or 5 years from now, but not in this part. I was playing in New York, in Los Angeles, in some couple of city. I don't remember the name.
But not up but here.
I'm not coming often in this country. Coming once in a while, you see.
And you've been regularly touring elsewhere?
This time I'm touring, and I'm here for 2 months. I'm in America for 2 big months.
Lots of dates.
For the first time for long time.
And it's worth it, too, because you have a new album.
Yeah.
That is getting a lot of attention here, and it's a big album, Walk Africa?
Yes.
That's how to pronounce that, Walk
That's
Africa?
That's correct. That's
and it's on Giant Records. And
yes,
is that
yes.
Your first? This is your first one with them?
Yeah, that's the first one. They made a deal with my record label in France, and I was happy to come here. I was, in fact, in Los Angeles some months ago to have some kind of promotion and to meet the Giants people for mm-hmm. the first time, so to know what we are going to, or we are supposing to do together.
And so they put out the album, and then you hit the road to support it.
Yeah.
And this album is a unique one for you in that you're surrounded by special guests who are stars on their own right now and who are out doing tours in some cases and releasing their own albums. Big names, Angelique Kidjo, King Sunny Adeh, and
Yusundu.
Yes, everyone. The list goes on. It's every relevant artist practically from the continent. So what? How did you pull these people together? What was the motive for this album?
Well, this is a long project, at least 2 years, to put the project together from the yes to the end. Took 2 years because, as you see yourself, all those people are busy and very known people.
Sure.
People like Peter Gabriel, Shinoto Connor, and Yusundu, and so far. So the problem was, in fact, to have a phone call, to call them, to ask them if they can be a part of this project, because this is a real first time African pop artists, they are together for around one project.
Right.
This is like going, in fact, to have a musical safari, you see, from Senegal to Cape Town. You just have to have some kind of bush taxi, and I'm a driver, and I invite everybody to have this safari to see how beautiful can be all those voices, all those music coming from many parts of Africa. Because actually, you see, a lot of things are like that in Africa. So people see only the negative part of Africa. So it was interesting to see the, let's say, the good side of the sun also through the record.
And the record has a lot of different flavor
yes.
throughout it. It really is like a safari ride. And it's each song has its own kind of motif. And the one that's really getting a lot of attention now is the title track. And the amazing thing about that is it doesn't really have any special guests. No, that's your band.
Yeah,
right?
In fact, the guests are the people who are listening, because you can't travel. See, there's some kind of traditional instruments are the one who start playing.
The kora.
Ping, ping, ping,
ping. Is that the kora?
This is Nguni first. Nguni is coming, kora is coming, and then once in a while you listen to some balafon sound. And the interest is to mix them with a Western instrument and to have some kind of dialogue together. It's not easy, but it's interesting.
Well, and it's always been your way too, yes, of mixing the traditional with the modern and with the Western, and I think that's what pretty much broke you here in this country, mm-hmm, many years ago with Soul Mucosa, yeah, a worldwide number one hit, and it's that kind of experimentation I think that everyone knows you for. I would ask, what was before Soul Mucosa? Like, where did you started with jazz? Because I know that was a lot later on.
Well, I did a lot of things. You see, the music I propose, in fact, as usual, is what I see from what life brought to me. You see, this is my culture, my own culture, this is my own environment. So it's a personal stuff. You cannot have two artists living and feeling the same way. My way is like I'm, let's say, bridge between many kind of cultures, between Africa, so-called, let's say, Cameroonian first,
that's right,
and then African, and Europe the first time, and this mix, plus your continent, America, and I was for a long time jazz lover, for a long time, because I start like jazz people in church, because my mother was conducting choir in my country.
Your mother was conducting choir?
Yeah.
And that's what kind of led you to the music?
Yeah, and my uncle was playing harmonium in church. We are Baptist, you see, because we were German before. So this is a long story.
No, but a very interesting one.
So this is similar as people who start jazz here, because we had some common stuff, which is songs you sing in church, you see?
Right.
So we were singing those songs in Cameroon language, but they were singing the same song in American language here. So white people, they brought instrument in our country, they brought instrument here with the same basic religion, how you say that, religion roots?
Religious
so,
roots.
Yeah, because people, they don't talk so much about that, but it's important. And of course, when I came in France, I was very young. I was 15, at 1949. I start to listen to jazz, and I start to learn piano. And all my friends were jazz lover in that time, the early 50s. So I was jazz lover. I was listening to Louis Armstrong. All those people coming in France, I was in every concert. Like, you see, jazz lover.
And you'd be out seeing it and soaking up the influence.
Yeah, so I was lucky to meet all those people, from Sidney Bechet to Duke Ellington to Count Basie, when I was young in France. And one part of my culture, of course, is with those people, Coltrane, when he came with Miles Davis in 65. Lot of wow, people, Stan Getz, all those people. And besides, I was studying philosophy, you see. I was in France to study. And but as usual, when you are young, or you are sport, or you are music, something must happen.
Something that you're really into besides the school and what you're studying.
So the music was chasing philosophies. Something happened.
And then there's this real strong jazz background that I've read about a lot, but it's great to hear you say and let our listeners, you know, hear that. And the thing though that kind of happened was, you then took it and these Western influences, you combined into this explosive kind of sound that really hadn't been done before. What I'd like to talk about is, like, is that point where you took it from what you were doing in the 50s and the 60s and moved into what happened in, like, 71, 72, right as, you know, is that when you developed the sound?
No, you see, what happening is I was normal musician in the beginning. I was playing cabarets for dance music, dance floor, and so forth. So I was playing all the music. I mean, once you play in cabaret, you are accompanying sometimes ballets. You are playing with a lot of people. You play cha-cha-cha, tango, bolero, everything. So before going to your own stuff, in that time, it was interesting to play other people music, from samba to jazz to every music. And then I came back to Africa in the early 60s, and I start to learn my roots and so far. And jazz helps you to open your mind, because sure, jazz is a combination already.
Yeah.
So when you get back to Africa, you listen the music different way, and you are in African society, and you find some kind of equivalence, some kind of parallelism, and so far, and you try to make your own, if you are lucky, to combine that. This is kind of melting pot, but the problem is to have your own personality in this melting pot.
and you certainly did that with a sound that like there's a lot of funk and rock, like an American kind of feel to it. What were you influenced by then? That was
kind I like of- groove, no more, no less. I'm searching for groove in music.
That's
see,
good.
I like music. You can listen, but if you feel like boogie, you can boogie. This is the challenge to combine.
Exactly.
Always, you see. But this is my African roots. I like rhythm. I like groove. Always in music. I listen to music. Even when I listen to Mozart, the rhythm, a lot of rhythm, Mozart or Tchaikovsky, you see.
It's the rhythm comes right out.
Yeah, that's the level you want to listen to the music.
And it's this, and it's the inner side of the music that kind of touches your soul, it kind of like drives you and keeps you moving.
You must be like your heart, just the beat, see?
Now, through the years, you know, you have done a lot of instrumental stuff, a lot of things with vocals, and you've moved your sound around and kind of gone through the times. A lot of stuff has happened in popular culture with music, and you're here again. And now with an album that's kind of like a reflection of all the different things you've done in the past, right? These are all different songs, big songs in the African catalog. You have a lot of different songs on the album that have already been recorded once, but now you have them again with these special guests. How did you select these songs?
Oh, you know, when you have to select something, it's not easy because there are many, many songs, yeah. But finally the record is like 1 hour. So
exactly.
Sometimes you must stop somewhere.
And there's so much, too.
And no, this is one of interesting things. You see, I remember in the early 50s, there was in America what they call jazz at the Philharmonic. Jazz at the Philharmonic was like all the jazz stars together, people like Johnny Hodges, people like Charlie Parker, Lester Young, together, an all-star, and touring all over the world to present their own music. But each of them was already a big maestro, you see?
And then they're together in this.
Yeah, and once in a while they had to get together. And in the early 70s, there was here in America, Fania All-Stars, with all the Latin people, I mean people like Ray Barreto, Mongo Santa Maria, Pacheco, together to touring, people like Joe Feliciano and so far. So I thought that it was time now, because each of them, those African artists are known by their own now. Maybe it would good to have some kind of what I call south-to-south dialogue, because most of the time there's north-south, south-north dialogue, and African people, they don't know so much each other. Wow. They don't know. The continent is big.
It's a gigantic.
So if we can try to start to know each other through the music, playing each other music, this is some kind of symbol behind the record. Let's try to get together, not because there's so kind unity. Unity is good when there's some kind of strong diversity coming together. That's a part of what I call unity. But we need to be different each other.
But together
we must build something together, because we're supposed to be strong already, each of us. So if we can combine our mind to think about something, if we do that in music, maybe in another field, people can try to do also in their own field, instead of talking, because people are talking too much and there's not enough action.
That's right. No, well, bringing together, you know, the forces you have for Waka Africa is definitely action. When you're doing something like that, you know, you mentioned we have all these different and diverse musical elements coming together. And are you yourself being influenced by them? Like when you were doing this album and working with these people, did you just pick up all this new stuff?
Because you invite people at home and you spend a week with them around a song, you see, find the correct key, you listen their own way, because this some kind of they must be free. You are you are sharing something they bring. Mm-hmm. They must bring themselves, so you must listen to them first, and then after you talk music, you see, hey, we can do that. He say, okay, maybe we can do that. You talk seriously. This is democracy. And then you have all those remarks, and then you sit down by night and you write the music. But you write the music like a tailor, because you have all the size to have a nice tuxedo.
And you would like bring one artist maybe and like say like you would come they would come to your home
and some together a we few talk of together you. And then one or by phone.
Wow.
One part of record was recorded in New York, another part in Los Angeles, because Peter Gabriel was in Los Angeles, and Ray Fury also, and Ladysmith's Mambazo de Waltz in New York with Paul Simon's musician. By the way, Paul Simon's musician, the guitar and the bass player, there was my musician before.
Oh, before Paul.
Yeah, you listen to them in this one live record.
That La Fête à Manu?
Yes, they were playing there. And after that, Paul Simon...
Ah, he took on.
Yeah, what? I'm happy.
That is the tight rhythm section.
I'm happy.
Yeah, and he must be too.
Yeah, of course. They're still together, so it's happy.
Really? They still play with him?
They're superb. I mean, Vincent, Guigny, and... Armand Sabaleko, they are very heavy, and I'm very happy that American pop artist took African living in Paris musician. This is help, because that means that there are some of kind of guy in Paris able to bring something in this international field.
Yeah, there's been a few of the artists who have kind of like helped to bring it to out into the Western field. Peter Gabriel, as you mentioned,
yeah.
One of them. And he's just finished this large tour this summer in the United States. First time we've had WOMAD, that tour.
WOMAD.
And is there talk that you may be coming back?
Yeah, we were supposed to do something together, but it didn't happen this time. But we did already the record, so
which is something in itself. It would be great if you came with him in concert.
Yeah, maybe next year. You see, it's a matter of time. You see, no rush.
Yeah, absolutely.
Just take time if you are lucky to have time.
Yeah, well, we're lucky that you got here finally to Boston. You know, and that we could see this.
Thank you.
And with the people that you have now in the band, the people that we saw at the Middle East last night, how did you select these guys?
Well, is one part is my regular band, another part not. I mean, the keyboard lives here.
He's in America.
In America, but the other we are working most of time in Paris. The singer Usman, Kaiser. We work for many, many, many times together. The problem to come here is to come without all the band. So we brought one part of the band.
Right.
Because what is interesting is to listen to voices and those melody people, they are not familiar here. So we don't need big band for that.
Right.
If you have good singer, good rhythm section, people, they listen something different. It's not like going to fusion or to doing. It's just playing African popular music like people, they dance it in Africa, you see. Just like that, no more, no less.
Wow. And the guitar player has been with you for 22 years? Is that
yeah, more than, yeah, 23. We were in America in 73 together.
Wow.
We were doing Apollo's... in Harlem, doing Mako Masa.
At the Apollo?
Yeah.
Wow.
10 days there with Temptation, people like that.
What? Now,
it was crazy.
Yeah, that sounds crazy.
It's like a dream, you see.
Yeah, it is like a dream. So the other concert I heard about that happened back then, was there something in Yankee Stadium?
Yeah, we played
African Woodstock kind of thing or something they called it, like outdoor show.
That time it was with Funny All Stars, because those Latin people, because in the early 70s it was this kind of back to the roots, and so far, you remember, you were very young, but it was so talk, Back to the Roots and those movies, Roots, and this book about the roots and so far. So when I went to America in 73, there was, of course, a black American, there was, through me, finding one part of their roots. But Latin America also.
It's also booming.
were facing one part of it. So I did one part Harlem, black Harlem. Another part, Spanish Harlem.
That's great. And both finding roots.
Yeah, so I toured a lot with Fania. I was up to Venezuela. I was to Caracas. I was to Panama. I was to Puerto Rico playing in San Juan. I mean, this is like yesterday.
Yeah, I bet. No, it sounds like it. Sounds like you can remember it like it was. You ever play with Santana? Carlos Santana?
His brother. We was touring in that Mallow? Time, in fact.
Mallow, was it called?
Yeah, I don't know. Mallow, something like
that. Something like that.
Yes.
And you guys toured together.
Yeah, we did a good tour together.
Wow. He's another artist here on the show who has that long heritage, you know, of breaking like that Afro-Cuban sound a long time ago, mixing it with the rock and the funk. You know, similar to you, not at all musically styling.
Yeah, but in the same...
Yeah, that same kind of vein, that same concept. Approach. Yeah. Uh-huh. And...
I liked Santana for a long time because I remember Woodstock, of course. I remember all this 60s stuff. The end of 60s was so crazy. I mean, 68, 69, 70. It was
wild
very
time.
Exciting that time. A lot of things were happening and people were dreaming. Dreaming for some kind of, I don't know, a future like that. The dreams actually change way because people are zapping more or less, you see.
That's true. Yep, switching. Yep, enough.
Next.
No, I know. That has happened. But it feels like we're at a new era of that kind of thing again. Yeah. It's like during the 80s, it seemed like that spirit maybe was gone. But now we're in the 90s. There's like all these different things coming together again. Mm-hmm. A lot of different influences.
There's some kind of revival back to the end of 60s, going back to the 70s, because I listen to a lot of sampling now. They used many of my tracks on the sampling.
They be sampling your stuff.
So young people, they listen to that music like fresh stuff. See, this is very... Well, I'm happy I'm still around.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's more than still around, because you know what I've noticed is you see a lot of younger bands that are doing... a sound that's very much like the ones that, you know, you guys have done, you know, and already established. And then you went on and moved on and did all kinds of different experimentation, including like you had MC Solar on your last release.
MC, well, because I used to go to listen to, I'm curious, so I go to listen to those people making rap in France, people making ragamuffin. I'm going to home studio to listen to young people, what they are doing. And also, I was lucky last year and the year before, I had a TV show in France every Saturday evening by 11:30, a live band, big band, and introducing all those young blood coming. And so I worked 2 years in television.
Wow, and that must have kept you right on
the... Yeah, so I was
very, all,
very close to what happening in France.
Sure.
In terms of MC Solar, Soon MC, Tonton David, all those young people coming. Angélique Kidjo and African Way, Fusion Way. You see people, black people born in France. And Arabs and so far going to Khaled, Chef Khaled.
Yeah, sure.
Which is the music, rap music is fantastic.
Yeah, he has a new album out. It's doing well.
Very exciting rhythm, yeah. See? A lot of things happening coming from South.
And the Chef Khaled, he has a lot of that fusing together, a lot of electronic elements, you know, and the traditional, and
he's
trying to push it.
He's my friend.
Oh, I'm sure. Man, I'm sure they're all.
We work together. I mean, this is a... And he was coming. He used to come to my show, and we were like improvising, take saxo with the rhythm, darbuka, like you and me, that. Start to sing with one darbuka and playing saxophone,
and just taking it, letting it come.
Yeah, like that.
Wow. Now, were you doing a lot of recording in the late 70s? A lot of live recordings and stuff. I've heard that there are a lot of live recordings that we don't have here in the United States.
Yeah, the problem was that for a long time, maybe 20 years, it was not easy to find my records around. Because you see, record company always with musician, you must be singer or so far. When you are instrument player, right. Or most of the time, you have a lot of trouble with record company. So, and also, if you want to be free to do what you think that is best mm-hmm. for you, it's not maybe good for the record company. So there are always some kind of chasing each other.
And that's kind of the result of that.
I did one in 1981, the one I prefer, the live one. I did that in south of France, in Francophonie, in La Rochelle, with some people I like also, you see. And I did all the one in Olympia. But yes, I record some, I don't know, maybe five live record.
Yeah, it's an amazing thing how music that doesn't get released here, when we finally get it, yeah. The versions it's in, like today when you arrived here, we looked at these CDs and stuff that I have, and they're all different tracks than the originals, and it's really amazing.
That's like jazz, free jazz. Each one is doing his own.
Yeah. And that's what you said. You'll go to other countries and you'll see a CD you've never even seen before. That's the amazing thing. Manu Dibango, my guest here. I really appreciate getting the chance to have you come to ERS. Do you think you're going to come back to Boston soon? Are we going to get another chance?
Well, who knows? If they invite me, I'm always available as usual. I mean, it was so interesting to play in that club for the first time that probably, hopefully, we'll be back sometime.
Yeah, it's a great venue. It's a really nice venue. It has a good spirit, you know, for that kind of music.
I appreciate it very much. People dancing yesterday, I'm telling you, I was very surprised.
Yeah, people were up and dancing. Everyone was having a good time. You know, even the manager of the club was just had a big smile on his face, Chris Porter. He had a great time.
Because of this guitar coming like crazy.
And the groove, like we were talking about before. Groove. It's a rock solid groove that goes right to your heart. You know, it's the thing that makes you move. You know, it's the center of the music and becomes the center of you when you're listening.
Really, we need groove more and more because the outside is so frozen.
Yeah, no doubt. It's a warm thing. Yes. It's definitely a warm thing. Have you listened to any newer Western artists recently? Any new things you're listening to?
Yeah, but I was so busy this time. I mean, I listen new stuff. I like one group. I don't know if you know Christians here. That's London. They're coming from England.
What's the name again?
Christians. There are three that are very famous in France.
No,
in
I'm not
England.
Sure.
You know, it's not too easy to come here.
Yeah. I know. There's a lot of people.
I know a lot of Western people, but more people from France and England and Germany. But here, well, I listen to instrument players, some kind of anything happy. I don't know, groove music.
Sure. That's and Angelique Kidjo. You like her new album, Aye?
I listened to two tracks. I did not have chance to listen all, to but because I used to see her.
Right.
So we talk more than we listen to each other.
No, that's understandable. Yeah, but she's great.
She's nice. I hope she's going to make because people appreciate she's a small girl like that, but a lot of punch.
She's filled with fire.
fire, burn everything.
Yeah, she is. And she puts on a great show where people are all up and dancing. It's a very infectious feeling. You feel like you have to dance. It's almost like you can't just stand there.
Really, we need that because this more and more, you see, once you want to be intellectual, you sit down home, you listen to some stuff. Because people are talking always about body and soul and they forget about the body.
Wow. That's very true. That's very
true
statement.
The body is always there. I mean,
and the music has a direct effect on it. Manu Dibango, I appreciate having you here. Thank you for coming today. We'll be playing your new record a lot. It's fabulous. It's great that it's, I mean, I couldn't have asked for more of a thing. The first day I got it and I saw all these guests on it, You know, great releases. The cover is great. Who thought of the cover?
Ooh, this is one day massage after that. He's a young cat, a French young cat, who, because once we were working on the project, we invited five agencies for the project, mm-hmm. and we chose this project. And what is very amazing is that that young man, I met him in 1981 in the last Miles Davis concert in France. It was like 10,000 people outside.
Outdoors.
Uh-huh, in La Villette. And I came there with my daughter. I was talking with everybody. Hello, Manu. Salut, Manu, as they used to say in France. And one young cat, very blonde with blue eyes, come, hey, Manu, oh, I'm happy to see you. You see, I like your music and so far. You see, I'm recording Miles Davis. Do you want tapes? I said, no, I don't want tapes. And I went on my way talking with other people. And when the project came the last time, the man who did the project.
That was the man.
He brought the project and he brought two cassettes from my side. 3 years after. This is very, very, this is a mystical.
No, that's stuff, great.
That's very
meant
very,
to be, kind of.
Yeah.
Fate. Wow.
So, it's not my idea, of course. It's his idea.
His idea. Well, it looks great on the cover, though.
The it's cover is so. With the little yes. Africa is very tough, so you see, one day, a massage.
But very well worth it. All right, it's good to have had you. We'll talk to you again soon, I hope, and good luck okay. in the future.
Thank you, and hello to your listening and listeners. And as you say yourself and myself, I was happy to talk with you, and hope that next time we come around to have a good time together.
Yes, you're always invited. Thank you.
Hi. This is Mamako Maza, Manu Dibango, and you're listening to the Friday Fiesta with Dave.